presented by the Freedom to Vote Alliance.
Hey, good morning, Playbookers. I'm Ryan Lizza. It's Monday. Can Biden and the Democrats get a voting rights victory anytime soon? This is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. President Joe Biden and Senate Democrats are entering the second week of their push to pass a pair of voting rights bills. Starting with the president's speech in Atlanta on Tuesday, the big question Democrats will be watching for: will Biden make a more forceful case for reforming the filibuster? Biden's Georgia trip will pay homage to the state's civil rights history. He'll speak at the Atlanta University Center Consortium, which consists of four historically black colleges. Shortly before Biden speaks, Senate Democrats will meet, likely virtually, we're told. They'll have their latest opportunity to hear from Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, neither of whom have budged in their opposition to filibuster reform. Here's what's going to happen over the next week, according to a Democratic source. Quote, "I would not expect Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to lay out next steps as it relates to a vote schedule on voting rights until after the president's voting rights speech." Remember, Schumer has said that first Republicans will be given another chance to vote for voting rights legislation. If the GOP obstructs again, the Senate would move to debate and consider changing the Senate rules to allow for passage of the voting rights legislation. End quote. Schumer's deadline for the rules change debate is next Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And unless Manchin and Sinema change their minds, that effort will also fail. But will anything be salvaged from the ashes of this debate? The main Republican argument against the two bills is that GOP senators don't believe that the right to vote is under attack. More on that later. It is undeniably true that GOP-controlled states are passing laws that make it harder to vote, or at least less convenient. Last year, 19 states made voting harder. Democrats call these voting laws voter suppression, and they see it as an emergency that needs to be addressed right away. On the other side, Republicans point to evidence that shows making it harder or easier to vote doesn't actually affect voter turnout, so there's no crisis. Here's the bottom line. The voter suppression divide between the two parties is likely unbridgeable right now. So the best chance for a compromise may be legislation dealing with election subversion. As Schumer pressures his caucus to go nuclear to pass the party's voting bill this month, Republican leadership is gearing up a major messaging push to save the chamber's 60-vote threshold, what they call the left's big lie. Expect them to come at this issue from two angles this week. First, they'll argue that voting rights aren't really in jeopardy. On Sunday night, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's office sent around a memo to reporters blasting Democrats for what they're dubbing the left's big lie, the claim that, quote, there is some evil anti-voting conspiracy sweeping America. The GOP leader is trying to dispel the notion that the fundamental right to vote is in jeopardy, arguing that Democrats are whipping up, quote, fake hysteria to break the Senate and ram through their radical agenda, end quote. In addition, the GOP is warning voters that Democrats are trying to, quote, silence your voice, end quote. This idea is to make this very D.C.-centric debate about the filibuster more digestible to everyday voters. Americans may not care about a spat over Senate rules, but they do care if it affects their lives, or so the GOP thinking goes right now. Most Democrats are focused on a voting carve-out, as opposed to nuking the filibuster altogether. But Republicans argue it's a slippery slope. And here's what's up in Washington today, starting with the White House. At 9:30 a.m., President Joe Biden will return to the White House from Camp David. At 10:30 a.m., Biden will receive the president's daily brief. Jen Psaki will brief at 1:30 p.m. And the Senate will meet at 3 p.m. to take up Alan Davidson's commerce nomination, with a cloture vote at 5:30 p.m. The House meets at 6:30. And that's all I have for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter. That's at politico.com/playbook. Our music is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Ryan Lizza. Have a great Monday.
The Freedom to Vote Alliance is a nonpartisan group of business and civic leaders deeply concerned about our democracy. Many states are implementing measures to restrict our freedom to vote. That's a dangerous path. Our economy depends on the certainty of a stable, thriving democracy. Most Americans support legislation protecting the freedom to vote, but outdated Senate rules are stalling its passage. It's time to change these rules and save our democracy and economy. Join us at www.freedomtovotealliance.com.